Good day. Here at Brookings Radio, we welcome Matt Doyle, candidate for District 7 House of Representatives in the Republican primary. Matt, thanks for stopping by. And the first question, what made you decide to run for the House of Representatives?
I've been going out for 12 years with a nonprofit, making small changes year by year, still waiting to make a bigger change for family values in South Dakota.
For those who don't know you, tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm Matt Doyle. I've been around Brookings area for about 20 years now. I graduated high school at Coleman. I went to elementary in Brookings here. I graduated Wild Tech in Laramie, Wyoming. Worked at a few places around town, Young Door Service, Dectronics, a few other places.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the issues that may be in peer next year if you're elected. The budget. It's probably going to be very different than it was this year because there was an influx of federal dollars and the economy was quite strong. It's so far away, we really don't know what next year is going to bring budget-wise, but let's put it this way. What will your budget priorities be if you're elected to peer?
I'm not really sure.
You haven't thought about the state budget at all?
Yeah, I know it needs to be improved, but other than that, I haven't. That's one area I haven't really got a whole lot into yet. But
okay, let's turn to education. K-12 education got a 6% boost this year. What are your thoughts on K-12 education and state support?
I think the school system needs a huge improvement. My sons, they go to school in Sioux Falls, and like the online stuff, to me, it was a joke. It couldn't hardly get a hold of teachers to get anything done, and I think it needs a big improvement in the school systems around here.
What about the level of support from the state? What do you think that should be? Do you have any thoughts?
I've kind of dug into the school stuff a little bit, and I know like the biggest complaint with the school systems is the teachers aren't getting paid enough. Well, the state puts away the money for that, but who has control of the money doesn't put it towards the teacher's pay. It goes to other spots that need help.
How about higher education, both the universities and the tech schools? Any thoughts on where state support should be for those and compared to where it's at?
I haven't really looked into the state, the college part of it yet either, but.
Okay. Juvenile justice has been a hot topic. There'll be a summer study on it, and schools are concerned with the reform of juvenile justice that was done in 2015. Any thoughts on juvenile justice and where we're at?
I think that needs a big improvement, too. The kids need a lot more help with the problems that they have. And like insurance, it only covers like a week or two of treatment, stuff like that. I think they need more time than that to get over their problems. And so I think the insurance companies need to step up a little bit more and pay at least 4 weeks to help the kids out, get them back on track.
Matt, if you were elected to the State House of Representatives, what would your priorities be? What would you like to work on?
My biggest one's like the family values, trying to keep families together in South Dakota.
Any thoughts on how you'd go about that in peer?
I've been going out there 12 years now already, kind of working behind the scenes and trying to keep families together as much as possible. It's not always going to happen. Every situation's different, but you got to start somewhere.
One final question, Matt. Why should the voters, the Republican voters in the June primary, vote Matt Doyle?
Your vote for me is a voice out in peer. I've always said this before, that if people actually knew the bills that were going through peer, there would be a lot more people out in peer testifying against bills or for bills. And there's just so much to just get swept underneath the carpet and swept through it. A lot more people would be out there if they actually knew what was going on.
Matt Doyle, candidate District 7, Republican primary. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Right here at Brookings Radio.